This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Lee, Hull are scrapping at the moment. They've shown improved form recently since the end of December, beginning of January. Home form has been quite strong recently as well, albeit against some of the weaker sides in the league. They've picked up 10 points from a possible 15 in their last five matches at home. And Chelsea, they're coming to this on the back of draws against PSG, which knocked them out of the Champions League, and a draw against Southampton. They did show a little bit more against Southampton in the second half than they have done recently. My concern for Chelsea, if you are a Chelsea fan, is that three of their most influential players have played a lot of football this season. Nemanja Matic, Cesc Fabregas and Diego Costa have played over 40 matches this season. And particularly Fabregas, he seems to be suffering because of that.
Yeah, perhaps, yeah. I think they've got plenty of strength in depth, though. Good to see the legend that is Diego Costa getting back on the score sheet in the 1-1 draw with Southampton, by the way. Skillful, adept. I think they go to Hull and win. Simple as that. I don't, you know, Hull do score goals at home. You know, look at their results. The wins this season in the Premier League have come against QPR, 2-1, Aston Villa, when they were crap, 2-0, Everton, when they were crap, 2-0, and Crystal Palace, when they were crap, 2-0. So nothing to worry about here for Chelsea, in my opinion. All right, they might make it hard for them, but I think, you know, I think Hull might grab a goal. You know, Chelsea have conceded away from home at Villa, at Southampton, when they drew 1-1, the 5-3 against Tottenham, of course. You know, they've conceded more goals than you would have expected them to. Lost at Newcastle, conceded at Palace, and Burnley at the start of the season as well. So, you know, I wouldn't rule out the Chelsea and both teams to score 11-4. But I think Mourinho will have his team right at it. I know they drew 1-1 with Southampton, but Southampton have got, you know, the best away defence in the Premier League. So it's, you know, and that's not too bad. You know, it's not a terrible result. And he conceded 11 goals all season, Southampton. So it's very hard to score against them. I think they'll win this one, and they'll extend their lead at maintain their lead at the top of the table here at Chelsea. Wouldn't be surprised if it's one of those routine 2-0s either. I'll go Chelsea to win and under 2.5 goals. I think they'll be hell bent on keeping Hull out, and I don't think Jelovic and Ndoye are quite the right level to breach the Chelsea defence. Chelsea to win under 2.5 goals in the match, which is priced up at 2-1.
It is 2-1, and if you do fancy Chelsea to win the game 2-0, that's in the market at 11-2. Derek, it's beginning to look like a very weak Premier League at the moment, isn't it? Because Chelsea don't look convincing. We've talked already about Manchester City. If Liverpool had started the season with a bit more fluency, they'd be banging the title race.
Well, if they had Suarez, they'd have won the title by now. That's how they would have done.
True. Yeah.
I mean, it's 10 points, I think they are behind Chelsea after giving them a 30-point lead in about October. I can't have Chelsea here. You know, I visited the Chelsea website the other night just to check their remaining fixtures, and then obviously I tried to clear the history in case anyone found out what I've been doing. And a message popped up telling me there was no history found in that shocker. I can't have them. I cannot have them. Fabregas has disappeared up his own hyperbole. Costa, no. As I said last week, a poor man. James Beattie, he's not even that good. Take Hazard out the equation, and you're looking at a side that's no better than any of the others in the top four.
Is Hazard not playing then?
Well, yeah, I know, but you stop him. I mean, if I was a man,
who's going to stop him? Jake Livermore.
Whatever happened to man-to-man marking?
yeah.
I mean, we used to wear
zonal. It's all about zonal now, Derek.
Yeah, I know, but nobody ever does it now.
It's crazy.
You know, in my younger days, I was a good player, and I used to get man-to-man marked. And I couldn't do a tap. I couldn't do anything when someone man-to-man marked me.
That proves that you weren't that good a player.
But it's hard, isn't it?
Everywhere
you
go,
someone following you. No one ever does it now.
I used to be the guy who was doing the man-to-man marking.
You know what? I can just imagine that.
niggling away.
Listen, 1-2 Chelsea is a criminal bet. I can't remember the last decent performance Chelsea gave. It's a long, long time ago. And Hull, I was saying all the way up to Christmas, they're going to come good. And I kept looking a bigger chump every week. But now they are coming good. And they're playing something like the squad they've got deserves to be playing. And I don't think they'll be an easy nut to crack. I'm going to go for Hull with a goal start here, 8-5.
The last good performance was when there was a trophy on the line, wasn't it? In the Capital One Cup final.
Well, yeah, that was it. Was a sort of that was a professional performance, wasn't it? Yeah, and they met at.
That's what I think they'll start doing now, Derek. Though I think I think you'll get them right on it because, like you say, there are some tough games to come. But Hull away, Stoke at home, QPR away, they'll be wanting to have the title wrapped up by that point because they've got Man United at home, Arsenal away. In the next two games, still got Liverpool to play, of course, as well. So I think they'll really target these winnable games now. You know what it's like, Mourinho. He doesn't. You know, they'll just get the job done, won't they?
Lee, I think you're overrating them.
Do you think?
I really do. I don't think they're a great side by any sense.
No, I'm not saying they are. I just think they've got that capability, that ability to be able to shut teams down. Well, you know, I'm not saying. You know, maybe you're right, but I just think I expect to see a kind of a gritty, determined, even boring Chelsea from now on until the end of the season.
Chelsea 2-0, 11-2. Chelsea 1-0 is 5-1, and Derek going with Hull plus a goal there at 8-5. I bet you were sneaky when you were man marked, Derek. I can imagine you being a bit dirty.
Oh yeah,
elbows everywhere. Niggly.
I was one of those. I was a skillful player, and yet I had a bit of dirt as well. you don't get that often, do you?
Costa, a lot like Costa. Luckily, you look younger than him still now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.